Okay, it is week number 5 of 2024, and I can't believe we're here. I'm gonna say that the whole year. You guys know that because I'm always shocked when I'm like, oh my gosh, it's already 5 weeks in. And then as it gets closer to the end of the year, I'm always shocked when we're like, how are we at like week 50? It is one of those things that sometimes I wish I didn't have to know how fast time was going by. Some of you will relate to this. I have a Monday to Friday pill container that I put my vitamins and stuff in, and I get up in the morning and I take them, and it every week, like every Sunday or Monday, I refill it, and it feels like it goes by so fast. And I don't like to count time because I don't know. I guess that's a thing after 50. You're like, please, time, slow down. Remember being like 18 and wanting to be 21 and being 21 and wanting to be 25. And then, yeah, that changed. Anyway, that's not your message. Here's your inspirational message for week 5. I read this and it hit me so hard and it stopped me in my tracks. So I want to read it to you. Okay. It is often the most spiritually healthy and advanced among us who are called on to suffer in ways more agonizing than anything experienced by the more ordinary. Holy shit. Like for me, I was like, are you kidding me? So I used to think after going on my healing journey that everything was going to be easy. Everything's going to be a piece of cake. I remember thinking at one point, like, I was never going to swear anymore. Well, we know how that went. But when you really start to open up and realize, oh, we all have intuition and we're all mediums and we're all psychics, and you start to go on this, I like to call it this healing, spiritual, intuitive journey, and you start to unfold and you start to develop your gifts, and you start, even if you don't ever use your gifts for someone else, you start to kind of have this like knowing, okay, there are spirits around us, and this is why we came here to learn life lessons. And so you're going through this entire shift in this process, and you start to think that because you're aware of this now, that everything is going to be a piece of cake. And it's not. And so when something happens that kind of knocks you around, could be menopause, could be a divorce, could be the loss of a family member, could be the loss of a job, could be, a financial crash, whatever it is, when those things happen, you're just like, how is this happening to me? I'm manifesting, I'm meditating, I'm praying. Like how can I, get out from underneath this? Like I don't understand. And so reading this really shook me. I'm gonna read it for you one more time. It is often the most spiritually healthy and advanced among us who are called on to suffer in ways more agonizing than anything experienced by the more ordinary. Why? Why would you think that would be? I'm going to tell you. Because we, if you're spiritually healthy and if you're spiritually in a place to understand, oh, this is a lesson and I need to get it and I need to understand it. And if I don't understand the lesson, then spirit will keep testing me. Well, if you're going through those agonizing traumas and hardships as a child or someone in their 20s, as you go through it, because you're spiritually healthy, guess what you're going to do with the information? You're going to tell other people. You're going to teach it. You're going to share it with them. You see, spiritually unhealthy people, they don't share. They don't tell. They're embarrassed. They feel shameful. They just sort of, cocoon. And they also often deny, no, I didn't do that. I didn't experience that. It wasn't my fault. Whereas a spiritually healthy person, they're always trying to figure out, did I do something wrong? Was this my judgment? They're trying to think outside the box. So I guess for me, when I read this, I was like, okay. I've gone through some really agonizing stuff, even up until last year, finding out that my daughter has breast cancer. But I realize as I watch my daughter, I think she's so spiritually healthy. She's so, she's getting chemo pumped into her body as she's laughing and joking with the nurses and trying to still figure out how she can care and love other people. And you realize, okay, maybe this is happening because we'll be able, Melissa will go on and help so many people through their journey. She will understand it. She knows post-traumatic stress now from cancer. She understands what it feels like to be a mother. She understands now. She will be 10 times the medium, because anyone that sits in front of her that has lost a daughter, a mother, a friend, she will get it. She will be more compassionate, more spiritually healthy than ever. And so I guess if it gives you that solace, if there has to be something, if it's being spiritually healthy, I'll take that. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of being spiritually healthy enough to continue on this journey, to not give up, to not wave a white flag, to not hunker down into a corner of shame, and to keep going. And you know what? You should be too. Because if you're listening to this, you're either on that healing journey or you are spiritually healthy enough to understand that the stuff that happened to you happened for a reason. Now go share it and go help heal the world.